Hey, it's Doug catching up with Bailey Madison, who plays the part of Avery in a new Netflix film called A Week Away. She also happens to be the co-producer, and there's a very cool Nashville connection, among other things, with this film. Bailey, thank you so much for taking some time.
Doug, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
So let's talk about this. This is Netflix's first faith and family musical. I mean, that right there is a huge occasion.
It is. It's a really special thing. When we made this movie, it wasn't in the hands of Netflix. It was kind of, you know, the little movie that could with big dreams. And Netflix has proven, I think, especially during this time that we're all facing right now in the world, the content that they're creating is for so many families and people to sit down and watch and stay entertained while we're in our homes. And I feel so fortunate that we're getting to take this step with Netflix and have them along with the ride for us. It means a lot.
It's going to launch on March the 26th, a huge platform. Well, let's get into just a synopsis. So this film, A Week Away, is about what?
So A Week Away centers on a boy named Will, played by Kevin Quinn, and he's wonderful in the movie. Basically, both of his parents have passed away, and he has been in and out of the foster care system. And he's given one last chance. He can decide between going to juvie or he can decide to go to summer camp. And he chooses summer camp, but once he gets there, he realizes that it's actually church camp. And he's kind of thrown into this fish out of water scenario where he's surrounded, I think, by so much love and hope and light and positivity. And those are so many new feelings that he hasn't been exposed to. And so he meets my character, Avery, who is the daughter to the camp leader counselor, and she's also been through some really hard times in her life and loss, and the two of them kind of go on this journey together, and there's love and hope and faith that's found along the way, and obviously a whole lot of singing and some great music and dance numbers.
Well, and that's the thing, when I watch the trailer and then you see about everybody's music that's in there. What do you got? Is it Amy Grant and Sandy,
yes,
Patty and For King and Country?
Yep. We have, we've been so fortunate. This is one of the first jukebox musicals that's been done, actually, and especially within the faith-based landscape. And I grew up on some of these songs. My family has as well. We sing them in our kitchen together. And it's a really special thing that these artists have come together and let us use their music, and then also we have our original songs in there as well, which is a really, really exciting thing.
Now, for those that are spending some time on IMDb and looking up Bailey Madison, you see a plethora of things, films and television and people that you've worked with, from Jennifer Aniston to Billy Crystal to Bette Midler to Tobey Maguire to Katie Holmes, all of that at such a young age. I find it interesting here that this is about going to camp, but as a kid, you never went.
I never went to camp. We actually filmed on a real campsite in Nashville. And I remember when I got there, I just kept going, "Oh my gosh, this is a real camp." I was so blown away. And it was funny because I'm playing a character who, you know, has grown up at camp. And I felt more like Will's character, like fish out of water vibes. And personally, I was like, "What is this?" And oh my gosh, they like, "What's that thing in the water?" And they were like, "That's like the most famous thing that you jump on and then you kind of get thrown into the water." But I had no idea. So it was definitely checked off of my bucket list thanks to this movie.
Well, that's uber cool. It's the YMCA camp Widgewadgen, just outside of Nashville. I've actually DJed some weddings there, so definitely know about that location. So,
oh, I love that. You can DJ my wedding in the future.
Oh, I'm all yours, baby.
Okay, good. Glad we got that covered.
Well, let's talk about this in terms of the other role that you have. So you're the co-producer. Talk about that for a sec.
I am. I was, you know, really fortunate. When I first signed on to the movie, I just signed on as an actress, and I've been really, really kind of fell in love with the behind-the-scenes aspect, and I think because I've been so blessed to have been a part of this business since I was a little girl, I've been surrounded by such talents off camera, and I think I just wanted to soak that all in. And then as I started to get older, I found myself not really being able to turn off my brain when it comes to behind the scenes things as well. And I spoke to the producers, you know, Steve Barnett and Alan Powell and the entire team, and they said, would you want to come on as a producer? And it was the most fulfilling thing, just because, I mean, I cared about this movie on camera as much as I did off. I truly just believed in the story and what we were doing. And I was 19 years old at the time and the only, you know, girl kind of there. And to have been allowed to have a seat at the table with the big boys meant a lot to me. And there's a whole huge chunk of my heart within this movie that I was able to share. And it wasn't just for myself, which is the most fulfilling part about being a producer, is you get to care about your whole crew and your whole cast and wake up every day and get to do that. So really fortunate.
So did it give you an appreciation or maybe some sort of, pause to reflect on other things that you were involved in where you were just an actress and here you've got this dual role? Did you have an appreciation for producers or other people outside the realm there on previous projects? Or?
Yeah, I mean, this I had produced before before I did this film. Mm. And so I had already kind of had that bug in me where I loved that adrenaline of being in the middle of a scene and not just worrying about your delivery, but also subconsciously making notes about things that were going on in the scene that when, you know, you yelled cut, you'd run over to the 10 and be like, okay, this should happen. And what, you know, what angle are we doing here? So that was all in me. However, I have to say I don't think I had to hop behind the camera in order to appreciate all that goes on. I mean, it takes an entire village to make a movie. You know, as an audience, you sit down and you see what we filmed, but you don't get to see, you know, the hundreds of crew members who all have families and all have life and who all have special talents who are on set way before the actors show up and long after the actors leave. Making this film happen for you. And so I've always had such appreciation for our crews, producers, directors, grips, craft service. Like, you really can't do it without the entire team.
Oh, I think we definitely see any of us who have stayed to the end of the credits to see all of the names that are listed. It's a village.
Yes, it is. It's a village.
We're talking with Bailey Madison, and the film is a week away, coming to Netflix on March the 26th. What do you hope folks take away from this? Like, what are the conversations you think people might be engaging in after they watch it?
I can say what I would hope. I would hope, especially right now, and I think why I'm so thrilled that we found our home at Netflix is this has been a really long year for everybody. I think no matter where you live or who you are or what your kind of life landscape looks like right now, we can all agree that this has been a year unlike any other and has tested us mentally in our hearts and physically in so many different ways. So I hope that for, you know, the 80 minutes or however long it is that you sit down and you step into our world, that there's a sense of hope and love and light that you're able to feel. I think the thing that I'm really proud of with this movie is that it does feel really inclusive to me. It feels like there's something for everyone. There's a character that you can hopefully see yourself in when you watch it. I just hope that it reminds you that, you know, you've got a home no matter where you come from, or if it's by blood or not by blood, you have a family and people that love you. And there's always redemption at the end of something. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're a faith-based person, I think this movie is really going to kind of get to bring you closer to that. And also if you aren't and you're just on that journey, I hope that it does spark a conversation or fills your heart with some hope and with some love and with some light. I hope that also, you know, you get up and you dance with us, because it would be really, really, really depressing if we're the only ones dancing and you don't learn the song. Then we did not do our job right.
Living rooms everywhere. I'll be rocking, huh?
Yes, exactly. That's the hope.
Well, mentioning some of the folks that you worked with all of these films over your career, I'm not necessarily looking for any one particular thing unless something jumps out at you, but did you find these established actors and actresses, these superstars, accepting and willing to work with someone when you were kind of coming up through? Do they take you aside? They give you some wisdom that maybe there was a nugget from someone that you remember?
Oh, man. I mean, I got to say, my heart, and this is not like a politically correct answer, I'm actually so blessed to be able to say that every single human that I was able to work with from 6 years old until now surrounded me with the most respect and the most love and the most support that it's hard to kind of pinpoint. I remember a specific conversation, though. I was 12 years old, and I did a movie called Parental Guidance, and Billy Crystal played my grandfather in it. And it was the last night of filming. It was a night shoot, and it was just a scene between me and Billy and Bette Midler, who was my grandma. And he pulled me aside, and he gave me a wrap gift, and it was a key. And it had my, you know, my birthstone in there, and the card said, you know, there are so many doors yet that you have to unlock. You've already unlocked a couple, but, you know, keep going. Mm. It's something to that fact. And when I was younger, it obviously touched my heart, but I think as I continued to grow up, that sentiment has really meant a lot to me, because there are so many doors that you want to open up, and maybe they don't, and then a door opens that you didn't see coming, and it's like, oh, okay, this is what I meant to learn, and this is what I meant to trust. And so that piece of advice has meant the world. But getting to be a silent watcher and a silent listener was something that I always tried to do. And the way that, you know, Katie Holmes treats everyone on a set means the world to me, and I've tried to carry that through. And one of my first films was with Anna Sophia Robb and Josh Hutcherson and Robert Patrick, and I got to watch the way that they treated me as a six-year-old. And now if I ever have, you know, a little brother or a little sister in it, or it's their first thing, I go mama bear on them just like they did to me. And so there are so many lessons that I'd be on the phone with you for a long time. Just really, really wonderful, wonderful people that I'm really fortunate to have gotten to spend a fair amount of time with in such an intimate setting. It's meant a lot to me.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I don't know, for whatever reason, it makes me think about Ron Howard and just seeing the trajectory of him as a young guy and happy days and all this. And then when you grow up in the business, I mean, that's and you're interested in. So I would assume that this is where your career is and you're looking to be the next Ron Howard.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know if anyone can be the next Ron Howard, but you know what? Look, I've always said that this could all end tomorrow. And so I just try to enjoy every second that I can. And, you know, Lord willing, yeah, I do. I love what I get to do. I love it as a whole. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said that my hope isn't, you know, by the time I'm 30, I can get to be creating, you know, my own projects and sit behind the camera and kind of support other young actors that are coming up and create my own kind of content. And, you know, maybe be a mama at that time with a kid on my lap and a director's chair. That definitely is the hope. But no, I do. I love this business as a whole. And I, Lord willing, will get to keep being a part of it.